The wreck was a CEC-YV-888 stock light freighter. Jason could see that much from its tall hull and from the stubs of the melted maneuvering fins on the rear engine compartment. The crash had occurred sometime within the last decade. Jason waited for a throng of thumb-sized insects to scurry past on the enclosure wall, then placed a hand on top and vaulted over. A harsh rattle rose behind him as other larger visitors pulsed their wings in disapproval. He paid no attention and started up the slope, feeling his way with the force to avoid stepping on any tiny beings hidden in the flora. Jason's guide, a chest-high insect who had been waiting at the Lysol nest to serve as his navigator, scurried to his side and began to rumble objections. "You're the one who said we didn't have time to wait in line," Jason reminded him. The guide responded. "I told you," Jason answered. "I might know this ship." Jason reached the crash crater and climbed to the rim. 10 meters below, in the crash bottom, a sagging tangle of heat-softened durasteel, so covered in crawling insects that it took a moment to realize he was looking at a small starship bridge. The vessel had crashed upside down. The guide thrummed impatiently. "Not yet." Jason pointed at a place near the bow where a dozen Jawa-sized insects were sticking their antennae through a twisted rip in the hull. "Ask the ones near that breach to clear a space. I need to see if I can read its name." The guide curled its antennae forward. "Maybe," Jason said uncertainly. He was relying on the force and his empathic connection with other life forms to infer his guide's meaning, and he could not always be sure that he understood all the nuances. The guide clacked its mandibles in frustration. It drummed its chest loudly. Then a space began to clear where Jason had requested. The durasteel was so caked with carbonization that he could barely make out a handful of dark upside-down letters. Something ACH something ON space F something ER. "Tachyon Flyer," Jason said. It was the ship in which the strike team had planned to depart the Merkur system, until they were betrayed by 2 dark Jedi they had rescued from the Yuuzhan Vong. Seeing no easier way down, Jason stepped off the rim and used the force to slow his descent. The insects on his side of the flyer watched in stunned silence as he caught hold of the rip in the hull and brought his fall to a gentle stop. Jason pulled himself up and peered through the hull breach. The flyer's presence certainly lay at the heart of the mysterious summons that had brought him here, but that told him little. Before he allowed himself to be drawn farther along this current, he needed to find out what had happened aboard the ship. He needed to know who had called the strike team survivors here and why. The interior of the vessel was dark and acrid-smelling, lit only by the shafts of light pouring through several dozen hull breaches. As his eyes grew attuned to the dim light, Jason realized that he was looking into the hold area. Jason slid down the hull, calling on the force to hold himself against the wall and slow his descent. About 2/3 of the way to the bottom, he came to the jumble of decks and stopped, then used a Dathomiri force spell to kindle a sphere of bright light.